This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
George H. Bush has passed away. H.W. Bush is, I guess, officially his full initials. Was it Herbert Walker Bush? George Herbert Walker Bush. And when he died, the left immediately started rewriting history. Because if you remember back, the press hated Bush. They called him a wimp, like he kind of is. They called him a loser. He kind of was. They called him a racist and a bigot. I don't believe him to be either of those. They said he was cruel and unfeeling. They reminded us that he was a CIA director put in charge of the government. In other words, it would be like putting somebody from the KGB in charge of Russia. Oh, they did that. His name is Putin. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, Herbert Walker, President, the 41st. Died at the age of 94. And so now we get to look at all the history of George Bush. And I'll be honest with you, Bush being Reagan's vice president, well, he automatically got a pass for me. What about you? You're listening to Kevin Jackson. I'm the me in this equation. You're the you in this equation. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8254. The media hated George Bush in as much as they hated Reagan. George Bush serves one term as a president of the United States because he didn't have the intestinal fortitude to fight on. In fact, George H.W. Bush would have lost to Dukakis had it not been for, get this, Roger Ailes. Roger Ailes is the one who took the picture of Dukakis and the helicopter and made Dukakis famous for looking like a little child playing with men's toys. He turned that election on its heels. It's hard to believe. I mean, I sat in Roger Ailes' office and he told me the story. I went and researched it, and I'll be a son of a gun if he wasn't telling the truth. Roger Ailes got George H.W. Bush elected. Hard to believe that on the heels of Reagan, George H.W. Bush, the 41st president of the United States, almost lost it. And we would have had a Democrat from Massachusetts running the country. But then what did George H.W. Bush do? He lost to a hillbilly from Arkansas right after that. 94 years old. And now you know what the media is going to do. They must bash Donald Trump. They must do it. Don't make this about the Bush legacy. Let's bash Donald Trump, shall we? So the funeral circus will begin. Now, we already know, if you followed the story over the weekend, that the Bush family has graciously invited President Trump to the funeral. But I got to tell you, I remember the funeral of Senator John McCain, you know, the maverick, the so-called Republican. And what about Aretha Franklin, the god sister? So what they call it? James Brown was a godfather, so Aretha Franklin was the queen of soul. That's it. The queen of soul. You're too young to know this, aren't you? She was the queen of soul. And they turned both of those funerals into spectacles. Donald Trump is not invited. The president of the United States not going to a senator's funeral, McCain. So what? He didn't go to Aretha. No big deal there. But hey, I'll put it to you this way. Barack Obama was invited to Aretha Franklin's wedding, wasn't he? A wedding, a funeral. wedding to God. I say a little prayer for you. The moment I wake up. The moment I wake up. Oh, wait, I know. But Dionne Warwick did that song, but Aretha Franklin did that song. I say a little prayer for you forever and ever. No, it was Dionne. It was Dionne Warwick. It wasn't Aretha. I could have sworn Aretha did that song. Look it up. I think Aretha did that song. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about. talking about the funeral services of John McCain and Aretha Franklin as it pertains to George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st president of the United States. McCain made it a point not to invite Donald Trump, and then his daughter went up there and bashed the president as if Donald Trump was the reason that John McCain got brain cancer, or that Donald Trump was the reason her dad was such a butt munch. And they called Donald Trump uncouth. I'll tell you what, Donald Trump in his death, no matter who's president, would say, it's okay for the president to come to my funeral. Why not? He's done everything he's supposed to do. But the circus will be, look, I get that Donald Trump has been invited by the Bush family to be at the funeral. You can bet there will still be a media circus, not around George Herbert Walker Bush, president of the United States, the 41st one, right? No, it'll still be around Donald Trump. How do people interact with Donald Trump? Will the Bush family shake his hand? Will Jeb Bush, what do you call him? Will low energy Jeb recognize the president? Here's what I'll say about the Bush family. They do at least respect pomp and circumstance. They respect, you know, all the ceremonial stuff that has to go on. They get that. Yeah. So he's been invited. There's no question about that. We don't have to ask that question. But understand this. There is no love between the Trumps. Between the Bush family and the Trumps. I can put it to you this way. Knowing Donald Trump from afar the way I do, I can tell you this. He has no animosity towards the Bushes. He doesn't care. If they wanted to invite him, invite him. If you don't want to invite him, don't. He's okay with it either way. He's not going to look at, oh, history will remember that Donald Trump was not invited to the death of President George Bush. You know, he would just go. If that's the way they want it, have it that way. He would probably prefer that they did it because if that's sort of the protocol, that's why McCain broke protocol. And what's funny, it always cracks me up. They always, Donald Trump, he's unhinged. He's a crazy man. And Donald Trump's like, look, if you want me to come to the funeral, I'll come. I'll behave. He's not going to say, did you see his statement? The statement that I'll get to it. We'll do it because we're going to run out of time. But all I'm saying is the man is like, he's take it or leave it. You're not going to hurt his feelings if you don't invite him to something. Let's see how the world takes it. Who? I'm sure Obama will be there too, right? This will be a meeting of the Obamas and the Clintons and a whole deal, and I'm glad Donald Trump will be there too. Anyway, I got a lot to talk about today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
George Bush is dead. Let me tell you, at the age of 94, that's some white privilege living right there. Because black folks, we don't live as long as white people, number one. And the average age, I'm talking about white people death time, is like 78 or 79 years old. Let's just say 79. So George Bush lived to be 94. Anybody want to do the math? Yeah. So George Bush outlived the average white person by 15 years. That's some white privilege up in there. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. And for the most part, he was pretty, you know, he got around pretty good. At 94 years old, this dude jumped out of he did one of these parachute, these tandem jumps with people out of an airplane at 90 years old. Black people been dead for decades, and George Bush is living a dream, jumping out of airplanes and stuff. CNN, this is how they describe Bush.
Bush's death late Friday at his home in Houston was announced by his son and fellow Republican, former President George W. Bush, who praised his father as a man of the highest character. That's some pretty tough words. I mean, pretty good words. Man of the highest character. Get this. Here's how they wrote it. Born into privilege, and a tradition of service, Bush was the son of a senator, celebrated World War II combat pilot, student athlete, Texas oil man, Republican congressman, National Party chairman, pioneering diplomat, and spy chief. After his own 1980 presidential campaign came up short, he served two terms as Reagan's vice president before reaching the pinnacle of political power, winning the 1988 presidential election, soundly defeating Democrat Michael Dukakis. After losing the White House in 1992, Bush became a widely admired political elder who leapt out of airplanes to mark birthday milestones. Emphasizing the generosity of his soul, he forged a close and unlikely friendship with Bill Clinton, the man who ended his presidency. Parkinson's disease mostly silenced him in public. Bush flashed his sense of humor by sporting colorful striped socks. So this is what I want you to understand about these Republican presidents that we've had up to this point. And I'm going to tell you, I bet you many of us respect the Bushes as a family. I respect them as human beings. I want that to be very clear. As politicians, I have no respect for the Bushes. I want to make it clear that you can respect people as human beings. I think George Bush and the legacy of his children, his sons, his grandson, George Bush III, who's Hispanic, partly Hispanic, and how they bond together as a family and things like that is to be admired by anybody. But as politicians, not an ounce of respect for him. I mean, I shouldn't say that. Not much. I appreciate how George W. handled 9/11. But these guys just bug me to no end because this statement that I just read to you, this statement that he's friends became good friends with Bill Clinton. Guess who George W. Bush became good friends with? Michelle and Barack Obama. They can't, of everybody they could befriend at the highest level, they go out and befriend Democrats. Now, I'm not, from a political perspective, This is only. I don't care who they befriend as friends, but they understand the optics of this. And I think it goes to show you the real inside of these folks. Again, this need to please. Bush was the man who blew the Reagan years. He allowed a lecherous, practically unknown Arkansas hillbilly to become the president of the United States due to George H.W. Bush's utter ineptness as a politician. Clinton out-politicked George Bush. Bush, 41, gave America and Democrats the phrase, "Read my lips, no new taxes," as he raised taxes. He was the quintessential break-your-promise president. But worse than that, he gave America Bush 43 and the compassionate conservatism president who blew it. George W. Bush, look, we can look back in retrospect, and let's just keep it real, folks, and I'm not trying to denigrate and stomp on the grave of George H.W. Bush. God rest his soul, and I wish his family nothing but peace. But I'm going to keep it real about him as a politician. He gave us George, the compassionate conservative, who ran up debt, who essentially towed the line for politics for the left, and worse than that, he gave Obama $867 billion to start this economy for Barack Obama that still failed. I mean, he wrote a check that Barack Obama cashed, and Barack Obama looked back at his presidency and did nothing but stomp on him. I inherited this mess. And what does Bush do? He becomes best friends with this clown. Oh, man. Clinton's and the Obamas. Friendships with them. These compassionate conservative rhinos. And then that's what Donald Trump essentially exposed the Bushes. And he exposed the true nature not only of the grandpa and the brother of Jeb, but he exposed the true nature of that presidential wannabe sissy named Jeb Bush. So, low energy Jeb and President Trump are going to get a chance to see each other. George W., who has not been has been kept his mouth shut the entire time of Barack Obama, but speaks out against Trump. He's going to get to see Donald Trump. And you know what Trump's going to do? He's going to be cordial. He's going to be presidential. He's already issued a statement about the family, and it was an absolutely amazing statement. He tweeted about him, and he did nothing but praise George H.W. Bush when he didn't need to. But he said this: Melania and I joined with a grieving nation to mourn the loss of former President George H.W. Bush, who passed away last night. Through his essential authenticity, disarming wit, unwavering commitment to faith, family, and country, President Bush inspired generations of fellow Americans of public service to be, in his words, a thousand points of light, illuminating the greatness, hope, and opportunity of America to the world. And he went on to say things that I don't quite frankly believe, but Trump did it the right way. And you know what? Good for him. Good for him. Maybe this healing with the Bushes and you know, all these, what's going on, maybe this is the right thing at the right time. Because I'm going to tell you, Trump has uncanny timing. I don't know what the media is going to do, because I think they're still going to try to figure out a way to put a chasm in there. You know, they're going to try to bait President Trump. They'll make a negative story out of it no matter what. But, hey, it is what it is. But I do extend my condolences to the Bush family. I knew Bucky Bush, and he died. He lived in St. Louis. I just met him a couple of times, casually. Nobody really remembers him, knows him too much. But I'll say this. The Bushes were crappy presidents, but George H.W. Bush appears to be a very good husband and a very good father, and he will be missed.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Former President George H.W. Bush's casket is en route to Washington, D.C. after departing from Houston aboard Air Force One. An arrival ceremony involving both the House and Senate will be today at 4:45 Eastern Time at the U.S. Capitol. Former President George W. Bush and his family are making the trip aboard the plane, which is being called Special Mission 41 for the flight. George W. Bush was also on CBS's 60 Minutes.
The mission was not George H.W. Bush. The mission was, how do we serve the United States?
How do we help the United States? How do we make the United States better?
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is set to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today. Netanyahu and Pompeo will meet in Brussels to talk about what Israel describes as developments in the Middle East. Neither country is saying what will be discussed, but Iran is a big concern for both Washington and Jerusalem. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Call Robert Mueller the fixer. He is the Democrats' ultimate fixer. You cannot go higher than him to be a fixer. And they've got others. They've got smaller fixers. The fixers have a hierarchy, just like the military, just like the Democrat, you know, like you can be a city councilman, you can be the mayor, you can be a governor, whatever. They got fixers. Republicans got fixers too. Don't misunderstand me. But in politics, you got to have the fixer. In the military, they call them the sin eaters. These are the people that go in and do the dirty work. You remember the movie Pulp Fiction? Harvey Keitel is the fixer after I think Travolta blew the dude's head off in the car. And it was a mess and they had to go to somebody's house, a buddy. And here comes Harvey Keitel going, "Hey, I'm the guy that's going to fix this, so you must be so-and-so, you're so-and-so." Yeah, okay. And then he's at the guy's house, it happens to be Tarantino, and he says, "So the wife is due to be home at 9:45 in the a.m., am I right about this?" And he says, "Yeah, so we've got 45 minutes to get this done." You're like, "Yeah, boom." And then he calls in everybody, hazmat, it doesn't matter what it takes, it's a fixer. He gets it done. And if they got to run interference with the wife, they run interference. But they get it done, man. That's what the fixers do. These people clean up the messes that in this particular case, the Democrats have already made with their original fixer. The person that they hired to do the dirty work. In this case, that would be disgraced FBI director James Comey. But Mueller is the ultimate fixer. When Comey, by the way, is good at his job. If you go back and look at some of the things we've written about him, this guy fixed HSBC, the banking situation with the Clintons. I mean, he fixed stuff that would blow your mind, and he was supposed to fix this whole thing with Hillary. And he tried. He did it as diplomatically as he could. Do we have that speech? I don't want to even play it for you because it's a – but he was like – "And Hillary certainly did this, and we did find classified information, and we did this and did this. But after all the things that I just told you are the reasons that Hillary Clinton should be in prison and thrown under the prison and never be allowed to be in public office again, there is the issue of intent. And we at the FBI rule that we have no idea what she intended when she hid her server in a basement closet, bathroom closet. And then had special people that worked on it. Then we are not sure of the intent when she deleted 33,000 emails." Let me get back to Comey. When she deleted the 33,000 emails that were under subpoena or being required by the Congress. And when she bleach bit her servers and took a hammer to her Blackberries. We are not sure of the intent. Was she trying to hide information from us or not? We're just not quite sure. And of course, nobody bought this nonsense. So then they go, well, let's create a Russian collusion theory, right? And so Comey comes, you know, we have determined that the Russians have indeed done something in the campaign. And then they start with the dossier and all this other nonsense. And then they bring in the supreme fixer of all. Because Comey blew it. He got sloppy. He exposed the filthy underbelly of the Obama administration. He exposed the filthiness, the stankety stank of the Clinton machine. And he exposed the Democrats in general. I'm just saying, everybody in this thing is so nasty, dirty, filthy, skanky. Yeah, that's a good word. I wonder where I came up with that one. That they had to bring in the ultimate fixer. The guy that in D.C. they say is squeaky clean.
He's a Republican, you know.
As if that matters. The dude is, I find a picture with Comey hanging out. Find a picture of Mueller hanging out with prominent Republicans. Show me one. I'm talking about the last decade. He's prominently displayed with Comey, Barack Obama. I don't even see him with rhinos. So, because of what Comey screwed up, the Democrats, they called the ultimate fixer, Mueller, to clean up Comey's mess. And this, people, is the biggest cleanup of a scandal in American history. And Mueller, God bless, I mean, I'm not going to hope that he makes it through this thing, but I'm just saying, he has done his very best to get this thing cleaned up. And when they brought him in, they said, look here, Bob, you can do what you need. Go ahead and get everything going, because here's what's going to happen. We will win this election, and it's going to make this a lot easier for you. So just drag it out a little bit till we get through this election. So he did. He dragged it out. And they got through the election, but it didn't go their way. No. Hillary Clinton as president screwed up the possibility of cleaning up this mess, wrapping a little bow around it and saying, look at those Russians, they're so mean, and handing that bow to the press, who was going to try to convince the American public that all was good in the hood. And they tried it. They did everything they could until, guess what? FISA court documents, leaks here and there. And you know what we know? We know that they're liars. We know that they tried to a coup against Donald Trump. Dan Bongino, I love Dan. In his book, Spygate, chronicles it. Probably a bestseller at this point. And good for him, because he chronicles it. We did as well, not to the degree that Dan did. Anyway, according to Fox News, these Democrats, these anti-Trump rhinos now conspire to give Mueller immunity because he can't give it to himself. See, Mueller and Comey granted immunity to all the players, everybody involved, exonerating them from all this other stuff, but he can't do it to himself. Comey couldn't do it for himself. Now he's out there flailing in the wind. So Flake, along with Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons and New Jersey Democrat Senator Booker, wanted to do a parliamentary maneuver, and they call this thing the Special Counsel Independence and Integrity Act, which would shield Mueller from what they called inappropriate removal or political pressure. In effect, they wanted Mueller to have complete immunity, indemnity from any of the nonsense that he's done. And let me tell you something, folks. He needed it. He needs it. Flake asked for unanimous consent to vote on the bill, but Utah Senator Mike Lee objected. Therefore, it blocked the effort. The three lawmakers expressed concern over comments made by President Trump, who has called the Mueller probe a phony witch hunt, as well as getting rid of Attorney General Jeff Sessions, all within his purview. I'll just put it to you this way. Flip this over. Ask yourself if they'd be questioning Obama if he were doing this. The answer is no. Now, would we? I would. If everything that I know, in other words, if I knew that we were targeting Barack Obama, strictly because of his politics, not because he did anything wrong, I would say immediately, this is ridiculous. I've said it on other things. I've said, look, you can go after Obama on this issue, but you can't go after him on that. That's just ridiculous. I've said it. I don't like his politics, but I'm saying if I knew to the degree that I know Donald Trump didn't do anything, that Barack Obama didn't either, and we were doing this to him, I would be on the side of Barack Obama. But the leftists can't do that. Because if they, without immunity for Mueller, man, this guy, he's got to watch his P's and Q's. As my grandmother would say, he's got to be very careful where he goes. And he's already treaded in areas that are going to get him in big trouble and the Democrats in big trouble. But if you think he's been reckless so far, imagine what he would do if he knew, I'm protected. There's nothing they will do to me. See, Mueller's got a lot of conflicts, folks, conflicts of interest in this investigation of Hillary Clinton and these deleted emails. And not a single Democrat has called for his recusal. He's all over Uranium One. Supposedly, he delivered the 10% or whatever we gave for the Russians in uranium. He delivered it. He's the best fixer they have. They cannot do anything except let him do what he does. They're stuck. But he's at the end of his investigation. He's got nothing. What do you do when you spend 2 years, about $30 million to net nothing, zero, nilch, nada? What do you do? You get useless indictments of Russians who are never going to see American soil. Then he was forced to let the first fish off the hook. That's General Mike Flynn. Flynn's probably going to sue him and everybody in it unless there's a law against it. Everybody that was part of this. Papadopoulos was fined. It amounted to picking up a check at a Starbucks for a few friends, and now he's spending a few days in jail. Even with a sweet deal like Papadopoulos got, he still complained that he was railroaded by Mueller as he was going to spend his 12 days or whatever it is in jail. Mueller indicted some Swede businessman on completely unrelated charges to the Russian collusion thing. And this is the same thing that he pulled on Manafort. And neither indictment or plea has any connection whatsoever to Donald Trump. So next, in what appears to be a desperation move, he accused Roger Stone and Jerome Corsi of lying and contends they provided information to Donald Trump about WikiLeaks. That's his big deal. That a couple of potential sources gave information about crooked Hillary Clinton's campaign. More when we come back, folks. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi folks, it's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Now, here are the details of what happened in court at 9:34 this morning. Michael Cohen pled guilty and asked to stand to speak in that courtroom. The judge said, no, please stay seated because the acoustics are bad in the courtroom. So Cohen remained seated and then spoke for 3 minutes. And he said, told the court and the judge that during prior to the 2016 election, he was the counselor and advisor to the Trump organization. But by 2016, was no longer continuing to work for the president in that capacity, who was then referred to as Individual One. during his testimony. He said, though, Cohen did, that he followed the political messaging. He was aware of the president's messaging, that the president was not tied to Russia, that the attacks on him were politically motivated, and all the interactions were terminated by the Iowa caucuses. That was the messaging that Cohen said he was aware of. Then Cohen said in 2017 he was scheduled to meet with the Senate committee. He submitted a written statement to that committee, which included the Moscow Project, and Cohen told that committee that the description was false, that he asserted that all efforts had ceased on the Moscow Project by January 2016, when actually Cohen says they continued until June of that year. So another 6 months of discussions that Cohen lied about. He also then said there were more extensive communications than he revealed to the Senate committee. He asserted that he never discussed travel with the president or individual one, but he says he actually did discuss travel, although he never actually did travel with the president to Moscow. And he says, Michael Cohen did, at the end of his three-minute statement, he says, I made the statement to the Senate to keep up with the political messaging and out of loyalty to the president.
There you have it. This is so funny. Out of loyalty. The dude who taped his client is talking about loyalty. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. This is this is so farcical, it's funny. If you just play this back, and it is so clear that Mueller has essentially threatened this guy to within an inch of his life that he's willing to just sing a song. Make it simple to last your whole life long. They got this dude singing like a canary, man. It's just too funny. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. This is so easy to shoot holes in. And Mueller is looking. He's got to tie Trump to something. Okay, it's he said, she said. Yeah, he had this conversation with me. Okay, do you have a new set of tapes? Remember the tapes that were going to, oh, Donald Trump, he paid off all these people. He paid off the bimbos because he didn't want to know. And then and they listen to the tapes. I listen to the tapes, and Donald Trump's like, oh, man, this is just crazy. He's like, they're just making stuff up. He goes, well, you know, look, I don't know. What do you want to do about this? He's like, he goes, it's freaking wrong. It was Trump. Trump did not in any way go for it the way you would think. I mean, keep in mind, he doesn't know he's being taped. And his lawyer is saying, what do you want to do with these women? He's like, it's completely wrong, man. I can't believe. And he's talking to one of the girls who's accused of it. And here's Trump telling her, look, I'm really sorry they're dragging you into this. He goes, you know you're right about, you know, he's speaking to her not like, and I said this before on the show. It wasn't like Clinton who was speaking to Jennifer Flowers going, okay, well, what'd you tell him? All right, well, you stick to the story and you this, that, and the other. Trump is saying, look, I'm really sorry they're doing this to you. You know, we're going to get this figured out. There's nothing about him that's guilty. Nothing. And, of course, what happened to the tapes? Well, is anybody bringing it up again? No. Adam Schiff has shifted gears so many times from all of these smoking guns that he was going to get Trump. I should just do a blog post on that. They got nothing. This is the biggest farce in the history of farces. Is there a history of farces? Of course there is. Donald Trump, what Cohen is alleging, is a businessman who may have had business dealings with Russia, decided he was going to do business with Russia. And then he found himself the president, you know, running for president, and suddenly, is that a crime? The quick synopsis of Mueller's case against Trump. In his pursuit of Russian collusion, he completely overlooks the Russians' payment of $145 million to the Clinton Foundation. Then he completely ignores $20 million paid to the Podestas for work these brothers did with Russia. Moreover, the countless other connections between the Democrats and the Russians, many of which likely lead to some form of electioneering on behalf of Hillary Clinton. But we've heard little to nothing about that from Mueller and his crooked Hillary influence team. And what about all the crooked FBI agents who conspired against President Trump? Where are all the people that were involved with the fake dossier? There are probably 20 people at least who should have been publicly indicted by now, and we got Bupkis. Here's what the ladies of The View had to say about this. And I got to tell you, Abby Huntsman, what a joke that chick has become over there. I've never watched it, but I got this is my first clip where I've heard her comments. And when you listen to this clip, I had a criticism of her when I was with Fox. I said, Abby adds nothing to a conversation. You know what she does? All she does is repeat what the previous person says. Listen to what happens when you get to the Abby Huntsman part of this clip.
Who's zooming who in D.C.? Paul Manafort may have been a mole for the White House inside the Mueller investigation this whole time. Is this why you know who said in an interview that a pardon is not off the table? And right before we went on air, you know whose former lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleaded guilty to misleading Congress about contact with Russia. Is Trump freaking out because people and things are closing in? Did Manafort play Mueller like a fiddle? Who has the upper hand here?
It is like a soap opera.
It is a giant soap opera.
It is.
I know, he says he's not going to The Apprentice anymore. This is The Apprentice.
It is.
This is a reality show. We're all trapped in the middle of it.
I got to tell you, this news about Michael Cohen, we always knew when Michael Cohen flipped that he probably had some significant information.
Yeah.
Now he's pled guilty to lying in front of Congress about the Trump Tower plan, that the Trump Tower was going to be built in Moscow. So he said, you know, everything ended when Trump became president in January of 2016. Now we know those conversations continue through July 2017.
Well, we knew that then.
But that means that
somebody had to prove
Michael
it.
Cohen lied to the public. To the Congress, and the president lied to the American people about his financial dealings. I know. But the thing is, and we've talked about this before.
Yeah, but Trump, this is what I saw him 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, Trump just spoke.
Going on and on, bloviating on and on because he's so nervous. But he said that there was no deal. There was no Moscow Trump Tower.
Yeah.
So it never happened. So what's the big deal? What do you say to that?
It is a big deal because if it happened, if these negotiations were going on while he was president, it's precisely what the framers of our Constitution wrote in to protect the American people against, because we want to make sure that this president, any president, is not putting his self-interest before the interests of the country.
And is there a smoking gun here, do you think?
I think so.
What would
smoking
you think?
Buildings.
There'll be documents, negotiation documents. There could be tapes. That's the funny thing. When people lie to federal prosecutors, don't they know that federal prosecutors usually don't even ask questions they don't know the answer to?
That's
already?
True.
Like, they have the Federal Bureau of Investigation working for them.
They're the best
investigative tool in the world.
They're usually asking questions they already have the answer to.
We always do that.
Having Manafort, I don't think, is a huge deal for Mueller. And it also sadly doesn't surprise me that Cohen has lied to Congress, and then Manafort's
lied
lawyers,
to
lawyers, I mean, Trump forces. These are bad guys. It's not like he surrounded himself with upstanding
citizens.
Well,
that's not what Trump says.
Oh, my gosh. Look, I love this. You want to know why? Because these people are so interested in making a case against Trump, they lose rationale. Who's playing who? Cohen has significant information. Significant information. Let's err on the side of, as I always play the game, let's just say Trump bid. Trump was negotiating a deal for Trump Tower in Moscow. Okay? And it didn't happen. So, exactly what influence did he have? If Trump were negotiating for a building in China, would we be having the same conversation? I know where Trump has built his buildings. He's got a building in the Philippines. He's got a building in somewhere in the Yugoslavia. Everywhere Trump has been a building, there's a potential for some theoretical conflict of interest. The real question is, what did it do with respect to the Russian investigation? How is it interrelated? Did any of those other countries, were they trying to do stuff? Because when you go back to the case in and of itself, you know what you find? You find everything that I outlined earlier. Mueller is not investigating who's really involved with the Russians. He just wants the point that Trump may have wanted to build a building in Russia. Well, he may have wanted to build a building in Croatia, for all we know. That's what multinational corporations do when you're a builder. You build stuff, and if you're not doing it in the United States, you're doing it in another country. It doesn't make it illegal. It doesn't make it immoral and unethical. But they're trying to do that. And what we have to remain focused on is, no, the real people who tried to influence this election are Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.